This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Taking care of what's in your barnyard. We're talking financial literacy today with Gary Sapursky, an independent business and financial consultant, who recaps what it takes to run a successful dairy operation.
Need to do your balance sheet. Here's a good list of things that you need to make sure that you are working with, and not only the tools on your dairy farm and the tractors and all the equipment, but the financial tools. Your cash income statement, what includes functional depreciation, economic, and the interest. Looking at the accrual adjustment income statement. The accrual adjustment any year is important, particularly a year like this where there may have been some prepayments with some of the government payments. Looking at your cash income projections, and now we're just strictly looking at cash. We're not talking depreciation here. We're talking principal, interest, and the other expenses that we have. We need to do a projection to just estimate where it's going to be for the next year. Where that cost of production is going to be. Are you building cash in that current assets, the current liability area? You don't want to overspend in good times. In this last year with 42% of our net income coming from the government, we have to be able not to overspend that, put it in the right place. Stress test the feed cost, stress test the milk price, stress test the interest that you're paying. And you're doing this, hopefully sharing with your legacy, the next generation coming on.
Comments from financial consultant Gary Sapursky, who says the top third dairy producers in the country share some common themes.
First of all, they know how to take care of their dairy cows and their young stock. I mean, it's one thing to feed them, but it's another thing really to understand them and care for them. A good example might be plus and minus 30 days of calving, just how we take care of those animals, getting them off to a good start. Obviously, the bedding and all the care. But think about dairy producers you know. I'll bet you they do all four of these things that I'm going to share with you in a very good way. Feed expense. Better the quality of that, the less you have to buy. Create a positive working place for family employees. This is what I see top third dairy producers doing. And lastly, they know their numbers, not only to run their dairies, make good decisions, but you got to have the numbers first before you take and start making management decisions.
Obviously, it helps with experience, but what about if you're starting new or passing on to the next generation? Dr. Kevin Bernhardt, a farm management specialist with UW Extension and Center for Dairy Profitability, has some advice for those that are less experienced.
When you work with your lender, be choosy. So find that lender who knows how to coach you through some of this. So a lender can be a valuable partner in your operation, not only from the standpoint of providing funds to you, but even just as important is that lender who can help coach you in how to analyze that situation for yourself. Gary was a lender himself. I mean, you know, having someone like him in your corner is going to be invaluable in terms of how that operation can go forward. All that being said, there's nothing better than knowing this yourself. There's no answer that's better than being able to dig into that and figuring out how to calculate some of those yourself, just like you figure out how to do your rations. So look for where you might sign up for a place to learn more information.
Comments from Dr. Kevin Bernhardt. One expert says don't carve this past week's surprising USDA crop forecast in stone. Here's why from USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer.
You can see on yields the divergence between areas north and west of Des Moines, Iowa, and things straight east of Des Moines, Iowa. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, disappointing yields, really disappointing. Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, really great record high yields. And then in Iowa, maybe it's a mix of the two. You can see such a divergence there that I think that may make it a bit trickier in order to come up with a number.
Meyer says actual measurements of crops should be coming up here in this next month.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Join us tomorrow for our PDPW Producer Tuesday. And for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.